This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. President Donald Trump's impeachment trial will begin Tuesday in the U.S. Senate. On the Sunday morning talk shows, the Democrats and Republicans faced off. On ABC this week, Alan Dershowitz, one of the president's lawyers, says the two articles of impeachment the Senate will take up are not impeachable. Now, on the same program, Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff says that the argument doesn't surprise him.
Well, that's the argument I suppose you have to make if the facts are so dead set against you. If the president has admitted to the wrongdoing, his chief of staff has confessed to the wrongdoing, his European Union ambassador has confessed to the same quid pro quo, you have to rely on argument that even if he abused his office in this horrendous way, that it's not impeachable. You had to go so far out of the mainstream to find someone to make that argument. You had to leave the realm of constitutional law scholars and go to criminal defense lawyers.
Mr. Trump is only the third U.S. president to face an impeachment trial. Russian demonstrators marked the murder of a journalist and a lawyer 11 years ago with a march today in Moscow, where participants also voiced concerns about constitutional reforms proposed by President Vladimir Putin. Human rights lawyer Stanislav Markalov, who defended war crime victims in Chechnya, was killed in 2009. Anastasia Barbarova, a journalist walking with Markalova at the time of the attack, was also shot. Afghan officials say the Taliban executed six members of the same family in the country's north. Charles de la Desma has this.
The killings, which took place in a remote village in the country's north, include an infant girl. The insurgent group has denied any involvement, saying the attack on Saturday was triggered by a personal dispute. However, local officials say the family was accused by the Taliban of working in prostitution and that the group had first sentenced them to death for immoral acts.
This is VOA News.